Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Eric Adams, writing about this subject on thedrive.com, startled me the other day by pointing out that 5 years ago, nobody was talking about driverless cars. But then the huddled masses rose up as one and demanded universal driverless cars as a fundamental human right. No, actually, that's not what happened. What happened was that big tech and big auto, seeing massive global declines in sales of and interest in their products, decided that the way to convince future consumers to go into debt for something they don't really need was, ta-da, the driverless car. They also concluded, and in this they were absolutely right, that any company that could create a little buzz about their prospects for making driverless cars would have fire hoses of cash turned their way by wealth managers, hedge funds, and the like. And by 4 years ago, tsunamis of money were washing over Tesla, Uber, Waymo, formerly of Google, Apple, and any business that could work the word driverless into a news release. A study by Business Insider released in April of 2016 predicted that there would be 10 million driverless cars on the road by 2020. That would be like now. Okay, good deception number one. The word driverless, as used by these folks, does not mean without a driver. I amuse myself these days by asking people to guesstimate how many driverless cars are on the road in the U.S. Responses usually range from a few hundred to a few hundred thousand. The correct answer? Zero. Read far enough into any news story about any new deployment of driverless cars and you will find a driver, and often an engineer as well, sitting at the controls. So how's the driverless, horseless carriage revolution coming along? Let's review the state of play since last we checked. Three people died in December in crashes of Tesla electric vehicles, probably while using autopilot. Good deception number two. Tesla labels its driver assistance software autopilot and then cautions drivers not to use it as an autopilot. Drivers regularly ignore the warnings. Also in December, a Tesla on autopilot crashed into a police cruiser and the car it had pulled over on the side of the road. A 20-month investigation concluded in November that the reason a pedestrian was struck and killed by an Uber driverless car in Tempe, Arizona, yes, there was a driver, read to paragraph 11 in the Washington Post story. She was alertly watching a video on her smartphone when the crash occurred. The reason was that the car's software recognized pedestrians only if they were in an approved and properly marked crosswalk. Otherwise, apparently, pedestrians are fair game. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating multiple reports of sudden unintended acceleration by Tesla electric vehicles. Tesla says they're impossible. Among the incidents, as reported by Consumer Reports, in December of 2018, a resident of Henderson, Nevada, reported two sudden acceleration incidents in 3 months. When slowly pulling into a parking space, the consumer's 2017 Model S experienced uncontrollable acceleration that resulted in $18,000 in property damage and a couple of cracked ribs. In a November 2019 incident in Danville, California, a 2015 Model S owner reported driving at 65 to 70 miles per hour for 30 minutes with autopilot engaged when it suddenly accelerated without warning, crashed into the vehicle it had been following. Airbags were deployed. somewhat like the legendary dead mackerel by moonlight, the shine of this whole idea of driverless cars is being overwhelmed by the stink. There are many more good deceptions out there. Elon Musk of Tesla, for example, has been predicting the arrival of truly autonomous driverless cars in just a few months, for years now. But the CEO of Volkswagen's autonomous driving division said this month, "This is one of the hardest problems we have. This is like we're going to Mars. Maybe," he said, "it will never happen." To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.